To review the war news, U.S. and British ground forces are moving rapidly in southern Iraq. British sources this morning said coalition troops hope to be in Baghdad in 3 or 4 days. Coalition forces so far have met only light resistance, and several hundred Iraqi soldiers have surrendered. American Marines have captured the port city of Qusair at the head of the Persian Gulf, and coalition troops are attempting to secure oil fields in that area. In northern Iraq, there are reports that U.S. special forces have taken control of oil fields around Kirkuk, the most important of Iraq's oil industry. The United States launched a second nighttime strike of cruise missiles against key locations in Baghdad, including Saddam Hussein's presidential palaces. It's still unclear whether Saddam Hussein survived yesterday's attacks that were aimed directly at him and his sons. The first coalition casualties came in an apparent accident. A U.S. Marine helicopter crashed in Kuwait, killing 8 British soldiers and 4 American Marines. Diplomacy continues on one front. The United States is still negotiating details with Turkey on rights to use Turkish airspace for its combat flights over Iraq. Turkey won't comment on the delay. And anti-war protests have continued in cities in Europe and Asia.